Efraim memakan angin, dan mengejar angin timur sepanjang hari.
Ya, terus memperbanyak kebohongan dan kekejaman. Mereka membuat perjanjian dengan Asur, dan minyak dibawa.
Chapter 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt.
Ke Mesir.
Tuhan membawa perkara terhadap Yehuda, dan akan menghukum Yakub sesuai dengan jalan-jalannya, dan akan membayarnya sesuai dengan.
The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings will he recompense him.
Perbuatan-perbuatannya. Di dalam kandungan dia memegang tumit saudaranya,
dan dalam kekuatannya dia bergulat.
He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God.
Dengan Allah. Dia bergulat dengan malaikat dan menang. Dia menangis dan memohon belas kasihannya.
Dia berjumpa Tuhan di Betel, dan di sanalah dia berfirman ke.
Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us.
Pada kita Tuhan Allah semesta alam, Tuhan namanya.
Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial.
Oleh sebab itu, kamu dengan pertolongan Allah berbaliklah.
Berpeganglah pada kasih setia dan keadilan, dan berharaplah senantiasa pada Allah.
Therefore turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually.
Seorang pedagang dalam tangannya memegang neraca yang menipu ia suka menindas.
He is a merchant, the balances of deceit are in his hand, he loveth to oppress.
Efraim berkata, namun aku kaya. Aku telah memperoleh kekayaan bagi diriku.
Dalam segala jerih lelahku, mereka takkan menemukan kesalahan atau dosa dalam bilik.
And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich, I have found me out substance, in all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And
akulah Tuhan Allahmu sejak di tanah Mesir. Aku akan sekali lagi membuatmu menetap dalam tenda, tenda seperti pada hari-hari pertama.
I that am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt will yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles as in the days of the solemn feast.
Temuan raya. Akulah yang berfirman kepada para nabi, dan akulah yang memberi banyak penglihatan, dan kepada para nabi, aku memberikan perumpamaan-perumpamaan.
I have also spoken by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets.
Jika ada kejahatan di Gilead, mereka tidak akan menemukan apa-apa. Di Gilgal mereka mempersembahkan sapi-sapi jantan masbah-masbah mereka seperti timbunan batu di atas ladang-ladang kosong.
Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields.
Yakub melarikan diri ke tanah Aram. Di sana, Israel menjadi hamba untuk mendapatkan istri, untuk mendapat istri dia menggembalakan domba.
And Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep.
Dengan perantaraan, seorang nabi Tuhan membawa Israel keluar dari Mesir dengan perantaraan nabi ia.
And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved.
Dijagai. Namun Efraim membuat hasutan yang sangat pahit. Oleh sebab itu, tuannya akan membiarkan utang darah menimpanya dan akan membalas perbuatannya yang tercela.
Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him.